Brett Musburger, and you are listening live to Wake Up Call on SportsMap Radio with my main man, Tony D.
All right, as we know earlier this week, Josh McDaniels got fired, and the Raiders are facing the Giants coming up this weekend. Vinny Bonsignor joins us, Las Vegas Review-Journal, up early out in Las Vegas to kind of process that and all the stuff going on behind the scenes of what's going on with the Raiders. Let's go to the Progressive Insurance guest line, bundle home and auto and save. Visit progressive.com. How are you, Vinny?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
All right. So there was an early, when he first got there, I heard some reports that, you know, he's a player's guy. Players loved him. Less than two seasons later, he's out. And now people are saying that it's a different feeling. It's a relief. It's changed completely. Is that accurate? Did he go from a player's guy to a guy that the players wanted out?
I think that's a little bit of an exaggeration right there. The fact of the matter is, you know, and a lot of this is on the players too. They weren't performing very well, and specifically this year, anyway, at quarterback. You know, they've gotten some pretty decent play defensively. You know, you still have a Devontae Adams and a Jacoby Myers and a Michael Mayer. You know, Josh Jacobs hasn't gotten unleashed yet, but I think a lot of that is to do with the lack of play from the quarterback, especially being able to drive the ball down the field and free up some space for him to work in. So, you know, whether or not, you know, it was all fun and games, when you're losing, it's not going to be fun. And right. There is going to be an edge. There is going to be, you know, starting to get some frayed feelings. So I think that there's a liberation in terms of, okay, we make a change. Now this might be the thing that spurs us to move forward positively. But of course, we're going to see over the next 9 weeks whether that's the case or not. But yeah, I don't, you know, I wouldn't go so far as to say that, you know, ding dong, the witch is dead type of a thing, which I think some people are making this out to be.
Take me back that season where they went to the playoffs under Rich Bisaccia. And I get it. You want to kind of clean house. I understand. But was Bisaccia even in the running for that? Or was it always going to be, I want a complete different locker room. I want a complete different coaching staff.
Yeah, I think Mark Davis did want different leadership, new leadership. And really, when you analyze that 2021 playoff team, and I was there, you know, I had an obituary written for the Raiders going back to probably week 12.
Okay.
You know, because they were just not a very good football team, and then they got hot just at the right time. And when I say hot, I have to, you know, qualify that, because they weren't lighting the world on fire by any stretch of the imagination. They played quarterbacks like Nick Mullins with the Cleveland Browns. The Indianapolis Colts quarterback had COVID all week, didn't practice and tried to play, in the game and was horrible. They won four games with field goals by Daniel Carlson in the last minute. There were a couple other situations. I think I'm trying to recollect. It seems blurry now. But the fact of the matter is they scraped by and miraculously won four straight games. And oh, by the way, the Chargers blew a couple of games in the process, and they kind of crawled their way into the playoffs, which was great. And I'm not taking anything away from that version of the Raiders, but it wasn't sustainable. That wasn't a team that you said, I'll put it this way. You ask any Raider fan, honestly, when was the first time you really thought of that team as a playoff team? It was literally when they punched their ticket to the playoffs. There was no, throughout the season, saying this is a definitive playoff team, this is absolutely a playoff team. They kind of got lucky down the stretch. It wasn't sustainable. That roster was, you know, it was okay, but there were major, major holes. Their defense wasn't very good. So it wasn't anything that you could say, okay, let's build on this. And they shouldn't have, to be honest with you. If you go back to 2022, you know, bringing in Devontae Adams, bringing in Chandler Jones, those were moves that you make when you are a legitimate playoff team. And I think they overthought kind of what they were coming into. And I'm talking about Dave Ziegler and Josh McDaniels. They saw a playoff team and they felt, okay, a couple pieces away. They were way more than a couple pieces away. So they didn't completely clean house. They tried to add to what they thought was a good playoff team, and they quickly found out that that wasn't the case at all.
Is there a turning point here for Mark Davis? Was there, because again, I get it. You're not playing well. You're not winning games. That's a simplistic answer when this happens. But was there a moment where Davis went, I really have to make a change? It is more than this.
And I've talked to Mark about this. It was kind of more of a culmination of things. And then these last 2 weeks, losing to the Bears the way they did, and then laying another egg, you know, against the Detroit Lions. And even in that Detroit Lions team, everybody, you know, it was a good effort all the way, you know, kind of across the board. except for one position, that was quarterback. And I do think, not necessarily a decision to move on from Derek Carr, I actually think that was a sound decision. You know, and he wasn't going to be the guy that got you to the Super Bowl, so why even continue to waste your time in that regard? And you know, just based on what I knew of the thought process, it wasn't like they thought Jimmy G was going to be the quarterback of the future. He was just going to be somebody that stabilized the position for a year or two as they pursued or tried to figure out and find their quarterback of the future. But they thought they were getting one version of Jimmy Garoppolo, and they ended up getting a different one, a far different one. And his play this year has been so bad. It feels kind of like, for old-timers out there, Joe Namath going to the Rams. He was a shell of himself. And I think that if Jimmy G had been Jimmy G and this team was winning some football games, or it looked easier out there and more fluid offensively, the whole thing changes. But it didn't, and that just sort of exasperated the situation.
Tell me more about Davante Adams. His frustration has really spilled out nationally. Everybody's kind of seeing that. How much did he have a role in this? How much did his frustration affect Mark Davis?
Yeah, I mean, obviously he was frustrated with the product. He loves being here. He loves the Raiders. He wants to, he's not running from this issue. He wants to stay around and be part of be part of the solution, although that's right now. Who knows what's going to happen in the offseason when somebody puts a blueprint out in front of him and says, hey, this is how long it's probably going to take. Are you willing to, stay for the duration of that rebuild that we have to do? We'll see what happens next offseason. But yeah, he was frustrated with the offense. He was frustrated with the level of play at quarterback, and you know, he's let everybody know that. But that didn't mean he wanted to leave or anything like that, or that he was demanding a trade. That was completely false in that regard. But I do think that he probably signed off. I won't say probably. He signed off on these moves. Let's put it that way.
Dave Ziegler also gets fired in this, as you mentioned. Sometimes it's just the coach, but this is a complete coach-GM combination. Are they connected, or is there a separate reason why Ziegler is out too?
No, I think it's definitely connected. They were just such a tandem that if you're going to get rid of one, it probably makes sense to get rid of both. I was a little bit surprised that Dave went as well. I felt like maybe the first move was to find a new coach and see if a new voice at that position, could help get things turned around. And also maybe somebody that was a different thinker than Dave in terms of being able to, bounce things off or argue for this, for this particular player or this particular system. Whereas they were so aligned in their thinking that it felt one and the same. So that, I'm sure that's played into Mark's decision to go ahead and get rid of both.
Vinny Bonsignore joins us, Las Vegas Review-Journal, on the Raiders. Real quick, Aiden O'Connell, he had a good preseason. Why wasn't he utilized in certain when the availability was there? Why wasn't he used? What was McDaniel's hang-up on O'Connell?
Yeah, well, number one, he did get a start against the Chargers. So the first time that Jimmy missed a game, it was Aiden who got that start. He played okay, but he didn't play great. The second time around, I felt like they made a major mistake. I thought they should have, against the Bears, I felt like they should have turned back to Aiden in that situation when Jimmy had the back injury. They opted to go with Brian Hoyer. The results were fairly predictable, and I think that was one of the nails that was starting to be hit by a hammer in terms of their coffin. But they drafted him. They liked him. I don't know why they opted to go with Brian Hoyer in that game, but it was probably a mistake that cost them dearly.
I got a minute, but if you don't mind me asking, how are the Raiders, from a fan base perspective, in a city like Las Vegas? They're relatively new, but there's a connection between this team and that city. I know David Hum, played there and whatnot, but how is that fan base being built?
Yeah, and it's interesting with Raider Nation, because Raider Nation runs far and deep and wide and long, and it's a global brand. I guess people calling from all over the world and country, for sure. But at the same time, you need a local fan base, and that's still being developed. This is a transient city, so you have Giants fans and Patriots fans and Dallas Cowboys fans and on and on and on, because people move from there to here. And so it's going to be a little bit, it's going to still take some time for them to get embedded here in Las Vegas. What they do have is that national fan base that comes to the games every week, and that's great. But it also, by not winning, it makes it easier for those fans to say, you know what, I'm not going to spend what it's going to cost to fly out there this week or drive up there this week. I'm going to give my ticket away for, you know, triple the price. But I think that'll change when they start winning. And I think that when they start winning, it'll be a better situation here in Las Vegas for them. It's getting there. It gets better every day. But they can expedite that by winning.
Vinny, good stuff. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one, you guys.
You got it. Hour two coming up next. Vinny Bonsignor of the Las Vegas Review-Journal on the Raiders. We continue. It's Wake Up Call.